Each time you get closer to the most holy places of the temple, you go higher. I mean, higher physically speaking. There were steps to go to those places. Why? Because Kedusha, sanctity, not only reveals itself in spiritual ways. Like I'm sitting over here and say, oh, I'm a holy people, a holy guy, whatever. And I learn a lot. No, no, no. If you have Kedusha, if you really have holiness, it should actually spread out. And everybody should see, oh, this is a holy person. You should see the holiness of a person. In the case of the temple, since it was built on a mountain, the Temple Mount, actually that's what it's called until today, actually not the highest place of the mountain, but this is a whole thing in itself, I'll explain in a minute, but as you were getting closer to the holiest place of the temple, you were actually going higher in this mountain. This also you can see in one of the pictures that I put from this book. You see over here, you have to go high, you have to go up to the temple. Now, something that I mentioned quickly, and I'll explain as briefly as possible. Even though the temple was built on the mountain, it was not on the top of the mountain. No, it was a little bit lower than the top of the mountain. The most simple reason is because you can imagine, even though we have very nice pictures, or not pictures, drawings of the temple, etc., etc., and they look so shiny, etc. Okay, the temple was not shiny. I'm sorry to destroy that idea. The temple was full of blood of animals. You can imagine, just for Sukkot, I'm sorry. All these animals being slaughtered, and then you have to take out the internal parts, so there was smell. You have to take out the skin, and all kinds of works and blood all over the place. Even though it looked shiny, but it wasn't. I'm sorry. So they had to clean it. Every single day, one of the works that the Koyanim, these priests, used to do in the temple was to clean the temple of the dirt. And they were actually, in this altar that was looked so white and so nice, they used to sprinkle blood. So with time, it became almost black. Because the blood, the old blood, becomes like blackish color, something like that. It was all black. So they used to paint it twice a year, in Sukkot and in Pesach. Because lots of people were coming in, you can see the people over here, lots of people were coming into the temple to see, and to watch, and to perceive, and whatever, etc., etc. If you see a black altar, it's not so nice, all full of blood all over the place, like old blood, so black blood. No. So they used to paint it white. Okay, so because you had to clean the temple every day, if you built it on top of the mountain, how do you take the water to the top of the mountain to actually afterwards clean it? So what they found out, the idea is build it a little bit lower than the top of the mountain, and in the top of the mountain there was a well of water, and the water just came down, because of course from the top a little bit lower, it just comes down, flows, the water flows, and they were able to use that water to clean the temple. That's the simple explanation of why the temple was not on the top of the mountain. But according to what we explained before, that as you were walking into the temple, and the more, the inner more you got to the temple, inside the temple, you actually went up, because holiness goes up. According to that idea, actually, the temple should have been built in the top of the mountain. That's like, wow, the holiest of the holiest. The top, maybe you can find higher mountains. Okay, but God chose that mountain. Okay, whatever. He liked that mountain for whatever reason I explained before. Abraham, and etc. But the point is, why not the top of the mountain? In our sages, the Rebbe actually explains in a very interesting explanation. The whole point of Kedusha, of sanctity, is not that you become holy. I'm a holy person. Okay, in the rest of the world, I don't care. I'm a holy person. Nah. The purpose of holiness is to be shared, is to be drawn down into the whole world. So everybody can actually enjoy this holiness. That's why the temple was not on the top of the mountain. That would have represented that holiness is to go to the top. Judaism is go to the top and stay there. And the rest of the world? I don't know. I'm on the top. No. Judaism is, okay, go up as much as you can, as holy as you can, but you should always remember, draw down that Kedusha, that holiness, into the world. Into the world. And interestingly speaking, I'm going to tell you a very small story that happened to me. Actually, this same idea, besides the teachings of the Rebbe, and it's brought down in Hasidus, in Hasidic teachings. Okay, besides that, there was a cab driver, the non-Jewish cab driver, that told me exactly this idea. And at the time that I heard from him, I was like, whoa. Once Chabad rabbis usually travel to New York once a year to get together, whatever, to learn together. It's called Kinus HaShluchim, the reunion of all the emissaries of Chabad in the whole world. Okay, so 1 year I went. I went many, many times. But 1 year, I don't remember exactly the year, maybe like 10 years ago, at least 10 years ago, I went over there. And there are workshops and gatherings and meetings, and everybody talks, and then you share your experiences and you hear experiences from other people. Very nice, very inspiring. But you know what? That particular year, I was not inspired. I heard the talks, and I heard the rabbis talking, and the ideas, and the workshops, but I didn't get anything out of it. I spent money, of course, from traveling from Argentina to New York, etc., and being there and eating there, etc., etc. I didn't get anything. I felt like really bad. So we shared a taxi, a driver. There was no Uber at that time. We shared a driver from Crown Heights, which is a neighborhood in Brooklyn, to JFK, the airport in New York. And we were in the taxi, in this car. We were talking with one of my friends that we shared the cost of the car. Did you get anything from these kinos? Yeah, no argument. And we decided to ask the driver, who was a African-American, as they call it, whatever, the driver over there. And we asked him, do you live over here in Crown Heights? He said, yes. Oh, interesting. I even remember his name. He was called Kobe. That was his name. Oh, very interesting. Then do you drive many people? Yeah, I've been here for, like he said, like 30 years, 40 years, I don't remember. He wasn't a young person. Very interesting. Did you see the Rebbe? And he answered, yes, many times. Wow, we were like, hey, very interesting. Did you receive a dollar of the Rebbe? Because the Rebbe in Sundays from 1986, 87, started distributing every Sunday dollars because he couldn't receive everybody in private meeting. There were too many people, so this was the private meeting. The moment that you face the Rebbe, you receive a blessing of the Rebbe, a dollar of the Rebbe to give tzedakah, to help other people, and you just move on. Did you receive dollars of the Rebbe? So Kobe answered, yes. Wow, we were like, very nice. Do you have any? Kobe said, no. We were like puzzled. What do you mean? If you were over here and you went in front of the Rebbe so many times because that's what you said, and you received so many dollars and you don't have any? No. So we asked, why? What happened? Like, did you lose them? No, says. If you receive a dollar of the Rebbe, that's a holy blessing, and the purpose of the holy blessing is to share it with others. That's what he said. I gave all the dollars that I received from the Rebbe to all the people that needed blessings. He didn't keep any for him. When I heard that, I looked to my buddy, whatever, that we were sharing the drive. I said, you know what? This is the reason that I came for this trip. All the workshops and all the talks and all the rabbis talking, forget it. They don't know anything. This guy? He knows. This guy got it. He's driving a car, and whatever the case is, he understood it. This is what I came here to look for. This has inspired me, and this has the value for the whole trip. If you have Kedusha, you have sanctity, share it. This is the reason why, the Rebbe explains, the temple was not built on the top of the mountain. Because, again, a little bit lower. Go share that Kedusha, that sanctity, with other people, with the rest of the world, actually.